This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the broadcast. It is October 10th, 2021. October 10th, 2021. We are live right now, this moment. So I wasn't here last week. I was involved in a wedding and things got kind of crazy and I learned a lot of different things. I'll tell you what. I haven't been to a wedding in a while, and just the people watching, the anthropology, the reconnecting with people that I haven't seen in some years, ended up at a casino late at night, and I'll tell you, folks, society just checking. Yeah, I didn't even gamble 1 cent, but watching the compulsive nature of my fellow citizens and just the cultural rot, pretty eye-opening experience. Very, very crazy. So, Mr. Producer, if you want to get clip 14 ready, this is clip 14. The everything shortage, okay? And I've been talking about this for weeks, this artificial squeezing of normal trafficking of goods throughout the country, and it looks like throughout large parts of the world, Britain going through their little petrol crisis and so forth. So this is the gangsters at the top pulling the levers and squeezing us. And we've been talking about this for weeks, but go ahead and roll clip 14 real quick.
We have entered the everything shortage. And if you have not heard this term yet, well, you have now. This is all connected to this staged global event that we're living through right now. What they're now shifting into and calling the global energy crisis ties into this, as well as inflation, the cost of everything going through the roof, the power of the dollar declining, and the shortage is hitting everywhere. You can go in just about any store, and you can see that things are thinned out. I have these reports coming in from all over, and I've seen it with my own eyes. Different items, different places, but it's happening. And when you talk to the people in the stores, they say, yeah, we don't know when we're getting this. We don't know when we're getting that. You may go down here and find this. Go down to that place, you may find what you're looking for, but then you notice that their shelves are looking empty. This is what I believe is going to be the way from here. I know many are not going to want to hear this. We've given the warning over and over and over to have a plan. But it's like choking everything off. Boiling the frog, if you will. Spoke about this many times on the live show where I can speak freely on all these topics. But this right here, this everything shortage, is going to expand. You're going to start to see more and more items that are scarce that you can't get your hands on. And when you know it, the mainstream media not really saying anything. Unlike the last time when they did and we saw all kinds of panic. Beginning of 2020, this time we're seeing boats sitting anchored out in the water off the coastline and you're being told you have to wait on your goods. If you want to know more about this, join us.
Go ahead and stop it there. It's disconcerting to see the same cabal of thugs that is trying to get everybody injected with this. I mean, the things coming out about the substances in these shots just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. It's at The Thing. Remember the movie John Carpenter's The Thing? It's at The Thing. Lovecraft. I was sending this BitChute video out to a bunch of people. The Lovecraft Cthulhu, Call of Cthulhu, a song by Metallica. I mean, the alien stuff. I mean, this is some real sick stuff. But back to the everything shortage, and I'll get into the shot stuff in a little bit, but I don't want to get off track. So I'm digging through the protocols, and protocol 6. Okay, now this, think about this post event 201 plandemic, you know, Crimson Contagion, SPARS, Lockstep, all this crap, Dark Winter. Protocol 6. Listen, we shall soon begin to establish huge monopolies, colossal reservoirs of wealth, upon which even the big Gentile properties will be dependent to such an extent that they will all fall together with the government credit on the day following the political catastrophe. The economists here present must carefully weigh the significance of this combination. We must develop by every means the importance of our super government. Super government. And you like that? You see how the lockstep kind of marches with a super government? Representing it as the protector and benefactor of all who voluntarily submit to us. I guess while they quickly die and get hooked into the 5G, huh? The aristocracy of the Gentiles as a political force has passed away. We need not take them into consideration. But as owners of the land, remember BlackRock buying up all the houses, Gates and these punks buying up all the farmland? They are harmful to us in that they are independent in their sources of livelihood. Therefore, at all costs, we must deprive them of their land. Yeah, and you guys own a home and you're getting stalked by these shadowy little home investors and home buyers and all these little people that get all your information. Hey, do you got a property here? You see, the best means to attain this is to increase the taxes and mortgage indebtedness. Increase the taxes. Because if you don't have a mortgage, you ain't got to worry about it. But guess what? Look at states like Jersey, where people are paying damn near as much or as much as their house note in a, if you break down their monthly property taxes. So their monthly mortgage payment, if you break down their monthly property tax payment, sometimes it's even worse. These measures will keep land ownership in a state of unconditional subordination. See, we must all, for those of us that live in states with property taxes, we must all go to war with the concept of property taxes. If you're not, you know, if you're not even, this is Communist Manifesto crap. Unable to satisfy their needs by small inheritance, the aristocrats among the Gentiles will burn themselves out rapidly. At the same time, it is necessary to encourage trade and industry vigorously, and especially speculation. That's your little stocks and Wall Street and all that. The function of which is to act as a counterpoise to an industry. Without speculation, industry will cause private capital to increase and tend to improve the condition of agriculture by freeing the land from indebtedness for loans by the land banks. It is necessary for industry to deplete the land both of laborers and capital, and through speculations, transfer all the money of the world into our hands, thereby growing the Gentiles into the ranks of the proletariat. The Gentiles will then bow before us to attain the right to existence. Think about these people walking off the jobs now. People, you know, with the quaxine mandates. To destroy Gentile industry, we shall, as an incentive to this speculation, encourage among the Gentiles a strong demand for luxuries, all enticing luxuries, your flat screens, your boats, your big old trucks, which suck down this $3 a gallon gas. How you liking that, all you people with the big trucks right now, and this gas costs you $100 to fill the damn thing up, and it drive it for you a few more days, and got to throw another $100 in there. We will force up wages, which, however, will be of no benefit to workers, for we will at the same time cause a rise in the prices of prime necessity. Oh, how you like that helicopter money from Trump and Biden? The economic impact payments from the Event 201 going live in the lockdowns. Pretending that this is due to the decline of agriculture and cattle raising. Oh, yeah, see, the shortage, everything shortage. We will also artfully and deeply undermine the sources of production by instilling in the workmen ideas of anarchy, encourage them to use alcohol, at the same time taking measures to drive all the intellectual forces of the Gentiles from the land. Remember good old Pol Pot allegedly whacking everybody with glasses, thinking that they were people that could read and, you know, were a threat, intellectual threat. I'm not going to get into this whole protocol. It's quite long, but I just wanted to throw that stuff out there because it's so applicable right now to what we're dealing with. So where to begin? 2 weeks away and the cascading sequence of events that is crashing, these waves crashing against the shoreline of our existence. So, Project Veritas and all these whistleblowers from Pfizer corroborating what most of us already knew due to just paying attention to the wide swath of people floating around in the research community. Really, really sick. This, I keep seeing this thing with these black-eyed babies floating around on BitChute and a couple other places where, you know, born post or mid, whatever you want to call this scamdemic here, where all these people took these damn shots and then decided to have babies. Super kind of super abilities. They're holding their heads up just in a couple days, crawling quicker, standing up sooner. They've been giving some sort of abilities here, and it, you wonder what kind, you know, it's this kind of Lovecraftian Nephilim. The DNA of the old ones. You see all these things floating around. Animal DNA, insect DNA. Look how strong insects are for their body weight. Look how strong some animals are for their body weight, especially something like a cat and their ability to gracefully do things that, you know, a human has no dreams of ever accomplishing. You know, the gifts that God gave the animal kingdom in their own right, each one of them, very, very awesome and breathtaking and all this thing. But when you start in the Book of Enoch kind of tampering methodology that you see there, where men were taught by the watchers to start tampering with the genetic code of the plants and the animals and with humans, this is quite possibly we're seeing the fruits of this now in a very tangible way. So, you know, the super soldier programs and all these things that, you know, we're seeing coming out of the Pentagon and so forth, and now with the stuff that Boston Dynamics and all these characters are doing with robotics, and the dream of people like Klaus Schwab and Ray Kurzweil and all these people to merge these technologies into the human body, these various parasites that various, you know, La Quinta Columna and some of these doctors that are floating around, you know, that allegedly that's in these vials, I guess could be frozen in these vials, and then when they get brought back up to temperature, activating and so forth. Very, 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 very crazy. So being these vax, this soldier removing allegedly some intelligent looking fibers, and it looks like Morgellons type intelligence right into the bloodstream, folks. So think about the Morgellons stuff from the geoengineering that Rents and others have been talking about for a couple decades now. But think about this being just mainlined right into somebody's freaking vein and then doing what the hell, you know, this unknown, strange stuff. So, Mr. Producer, if you could get clip 7 queued up, and that's at 12:04. This is 12 minutes and 4 seconds in. Cyrus Parsa. He was on with Stu Peters the other day, and he is the founder of what's called the AI organization. So this dude is a very quirky individual. You can tell he's highly intelligent, calls himself a genius. In his books, which I haven't read, he predicted that this whole kind of bioweapon scenario, that Trump was going to be taken out of power with this scenario and so forth and so on. Very, very weird guy, but kind of think about the Neuralace thing with Elon Musk and this whole thing. Kind of keep that at the tip of your brain when this guy's talking. So go ahead and roll clip 7, Mr. Producer.
That's that. So let me explain this to you, this thing.
Very quickly. So, I mean, I gotta know what this is.
Let me explain what they're working on. This vaccine, it doesn't have full-on nanoparticles and nanotech. It has elements of nanoparticles inside of it, but those, if they form at the molecular level to the actual organism they create it, it can replicate inside of you in a long-term way, and you won't know it's inside of you, and it'll start actually taking over your brain. So it's actually an operating system. So you have a soul that was given to you by God. You're an image of God. And your cells are made in the image of God. So if these little nanoparticles start replicating inside of you, they will replace the images inside of you from God. And eventually your soul cannot connect to your body anymore. It will leave. And something else would enter. It's like you can say you'd be possessed. Or your consciousness gets replaced.
I just want to remind everybody that Dr. Carrie Madej was on the program. She released some images that she found under the slides. It was something on the slide that was apparently self-aware. But she also made reference to big, bright, vibrant colors, yellows, pinks, and purples, that showed up. And her words were that this was indicative of some sort of injectable computing system. So I don't know if that's connected to what it is that you're saying, but
exactly what I've been putting out everywhere for a couple of years. It's she and others actually watch my movie and different stuff. So my information has gone everywhere. But this stuff is not new. In 2006 and 2007, there is videos of this that are top secret because the Pentagon developed the stuff. So the next doses that are coming, remember on the last show, the one before that, I said this like 3 months ago, I said there's going to be another dose, then another dose, and the vaccine is not going to work. It's going to have breakthrough. I was right.
Shot number three, right? Booster number one is out already. They're working on booster number two, which is shot number four. But I've already blown through a network break. I really got to go. You got
to
drop this.
Let me explain to you the bigger thing I was going to say, which is going to shock her. Do you wonder why they're going he, she, it, and him, and there's no mother and father? Because the transhumanism and transgenderism are a UFO alien agenda plan. And what they did was they landed a craft here 50, 60 years ago, knowing that within 50 or 60 years, it will cause a chain reaction. And there was a few of them here. There's a few of them in our military. They look human, but they're not. There's a few of them in our big tech. There's a few of them in our CIA and our FBI. And they influence people. And there are also in our media. So this is what their plan is, that in about the next generation, when you don't recognize a mother and father as no he or she, and then they introduce aliens like, oh, it's diversity. And then you accept them and they extinct humanity because you're no longer human beings. You join them or they replace your soul because they have clones and injected nanotechnology. This all comes from my screenplay, but also my investigations and my movie that came out. We have Pentagon files that were given to the Pentagon. They didn't belong to the Pentagon. But I detect the movements of these aliens with my machines that I created. You see? So this transgenderism has to do with aliens because when your kids grow up and they can't tell if they're a guy or a girl, and then they buy engineer people, mix human with animals, society will accept that under diversity. And then when they download themselves or they show up here with their crafts because they're in a different dimension, you ask, why would it take 60 years? It's because when they come here with their quantum machines, it takes them literally one day in their time. And then when they go back, 50 to 60 years goes by in our dimension. And this is still in our universe. They're not in heaven, by the way. So you don't believe it? Look at artifacts around the world. Watch my movie, AI, The Plan to Invade Humanity. I've done 20 years of investigation. So I'm telling you, this is a slow extension, and they're actually extinction of humanity. And they are actually fooling and manipulating our Google guys. Elon Musk, you look at him, he is actually frequency controlled. All this, when they build the satellite system, they will enslave humanity with Google and other place. Everywhere you go, there's an app tracking you. So I'm telling you, left and liberals and conservatives have been used against each other by an alien agenda that's not even human. And people don't even realize it. And getting each other to fight each other so there's some kind of war or famine.
Go ahead
or
and stop it there. So that's kind of getting into the David Icke, the archons, and the Christian, like these demonic forces that are manifesting and presenting themselves to us as otherworldly civilizations. Okay. It's what's strange is, you know, Henry Macau just dropped today the stuff with Parsa, and I had this from seeing it on Stu Webb the other day. But there's a guy named Paul who wrote this article. So he says, having worked in different aspects of law enforcement and intelligence for 47 years, I can state unequivocally that this campaign is unnatural and inhumanly so, and not that a single whistleblower or defector out of approximately 3,000 or 4,000 people at a minimum estimate that have intimate and detailed inside knowledge has come forward with the inside narrative concerning the ostensible genocide being carried out in almost every country in the world where so-called vaccination programs have taken place. Jim Stone has up on his site where people are attacking these vaccination vehicles that are trying to trek into the kind of the, you know, outback or the mountains of Guatemala. And so these people are getting hip to it. Very, very interesting stuff taking place. People are attacking vaccine centers now in certain parts of the world and so forth. People are getting it. So this is beyond cognitive dissonance, Stockholm syndrome programming, hypnosis and other forms of mind control and propaganda, deception, influence ops and bribery and corruption, and other effects of plain fear and psychoses. The money trail is apparent, but that is not proof of what ostensibly is intentional genocide, nor is speculating about eugenics and depopulation or genocide penned in books by some of the genocidal architects. Only circumstantial evidence, which alone would not even make a charge, let alone get to court. Not a single defector. Nothing has ever been kept that secret without defectors in world history. So I look at the occult and theological. Certainly there is circumstantial photographic evidence of Satanism, most notably in the Rothschild family. And you remember how he was talking about people in big tech that didn't look human? Mark Zuckerberg. How long have I been saying that he reminds me of Data from Star Trek? I've been talking about that for years. Zuckerberg looks like something has happened to him where he is not fully organic human being anymore. And he even talks about once he was once human and all that goofy stuff, and people laugh. So now I'm looking into Cyrus Parse's claims, alien, demonic. Normally that would be considered off the wall or barking mad, but the insanity taking place with officialdom, especially demonstrated by bloated buffoon Boris Johnson and the cadaver in chief Joe Biden, might be more than commensurate. So he holds firmly that vaccine nanotech replicates and gets inside almost every cell in the body, takes over and then eliminates in its original form a part of the brain, which is in the human natural human brain area, is in some theological circles attributed to be the primary area made in God's image in the human body. I freaked out about this, and I talked about this some weeks back about a guy in the 90s I saw on C-SPAN talking about nanobots and the ability for these things to be placed inside the human body via injection or other methodology, and then these things moving to areas of the brain to almost become having the ability to cause this person to have hallucinations, audio hallucinations, and to actually control this person's brain and insert them damn near into a matrix like kind of equivalent to where the person's laying somewhere and jacked in with these nanobots and they're jacked into the system. The person thinks they're living out their life and then they're laying there, like in the Matrix, of course, it was to harvest their electrical kinetic energy. And who knows what these people, their real evil plan is, you know, for all of us. But it's very, very creepy. He then claims that with the interface and operating system constructed inside the body by virtue of the vaccine, the soul is removed and a vacuum left, which facilitates an alien demonic entity to be downloaded into the body, which it then controls. Kind of like your body snatchers thing. Very, very, you know, some quantum physics is involved, as indicated in his court filed case. We're out here in way past movie land, and it seems to be right here in our face now on the reality level. It remains to be seen how this is going to play out. I mean, so many things hitting us at once, this forced vaccine thing and the people walking off the job. We'll see. There's the break. We'll be right back.
Yeah! are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back. Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome back. Bit of some Viking war music there. So hundreds of thousands of U.S. troops have not yet complied with vaccine mandate as deadlines near. Hundreds of thousands remain unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated against the coronavirus as the Pentagon's first compliance deadlines near, with lopsided rates across the individual services and a spike in deaths among military reservists, illustrating how political division over the shots has steeped into a nonpartisan force with unambiguous orders. This is out of the Washington Compost, by the way. So let's see. For instance, 90% of the active duty Navy is fully vaccinated, whereas just 72% of the Marine Corps is. In Air Force, more than 60,000 have just 3 weeks to meet the ambitious deadline. So let's say, to all the brothers and sisters that have joined this beast, Pentagon. Tell them to shove it. Let them kick you out. It's not worth it. Most of you are too young. This thing's going to mess with your heart. Probably give you some sort of internal bleeding. These microscopic shards. How many things have we heard about in these things? This is what they're planning on, to only exacerbate this already everything shortage. So then, you see, you're going to kick a bunch of people out of their jobs that are all feeding the supply chain and so forth. And then you really create a problem. It's just like the thing with the whole vaccine. So then you create this little problem. It's mostly bogus. The flu goes away. Pneumonia goes away. All these things. You gunshots, a COVID casualty. So you create the hysteria with a bogus thing, and then you bring forth the real weapon, the real bioweapon, the real COVID. Is the shot is the COVID. The vaccine is the bioweapon. So see, they created the fake hysteria first. People die every day and so forth and so on. But then here you go. Once the shots start, then the wheels fall off. Okay, then you get them on remdesivir and throw them on a vent. I mean, I've been watching most of you have probably seen that InfoWars and Framing the World Productions, Paul from over there, who did a Marching to Zion and a bunch of the movies with Steven Anderson. They put out COVID Land, the first part of it. I watched it last night. The lockdown, pretty good. Covers, a few of the aspects. It's going to be like a 5-part series, allegedly. So I saw the first one. It's got Del Bigtree and a bunch of people in it. Kind of a good synopsis of the operation up to the point of the lockdowns and the testing. And has it really gotten into the masks? That's all going to be in the next one. And eventually the vaccine's going to get broken down. But, and I'm going to play this next clip. Let's see where that one is. Okay, Mr. Producer, if you get clip 8 ready. This is Sean Baker, MD, and he lives up in the Seattle, kind of Washington area. And he's talking about the police force. Okay, so he's also lives in this state where Governor Jay Inslee, this creep, my pedophile radar goes off with this guy. They're also building these kind of quarantine facilities, this medical disappearing gangs to start happening in the state of Washington. And he talks about that as well in other videos. But this one's about the Seattle Police Force. Let's listen and kind of think about, while you're listening, this as a plan. You get rid of all the people that have even got their head remotely screwed on straight because they don't want the shot. The ones that have already taken the shot are going to stay on the police force, but then they're going to weaken these police forces to the point where, guess what? You're going to have help, aren't you, in all these big cities? Well, where do you think the help's going to come from? The federal government and then their world government. So you'll probably get some military into some of these cities very, very shortly. And then guess what? You might get even some blue helmets. Something of this nature. We shall see. Let's go ahead and roll clip 8.
Okay, in Seattle, and just so you guys know, I am not far from there. I'm in Snohomish, which is 25 miles away or so, 25 minutes. Is about to see several hundred of its police officers resign or be fired over this vaccine mandate. This represents something like 25% of the sworn-in police force that, in the short term, will have a significant, profound effect upon police response times, policing availability, You know, if you're a criminal, hey man, it may be open season. You know, you definitely, odds are now better in your favor. You know, these are some of the downsides. Seattle is already under tremendous stress as a lot of officers resigned during the kind of the riots of last year. And so this has been an increasingly, you know, precarious situation, which is only going to go worse. And, you know, well, tomorrow night, I'm going to be eating dinner with a friend of mine, Greg Anderson. Greg is a former Seattle police officer. He is a special forces military, ex-military guy, something like 14 overseas tours, and an outspoken proponent of freedom. You know, he last year, apparently during the pandemic, some of the mandates were being directed. He said, I'm not going to enforce these mandates. I feel they're unconstitutional, and it is not my duty to enforce them. He was fired for that position, even though he said that his superiors basically agreed with him on principle, but were unwilling to say that publicly, as he was. Fortunately for him, he landed on his feet. He is my jiu-jitsu instructor. He is a black belt and a professor at Electric North Jiu-Jitsu in Lake Stevens, where I go several times a week, and I'll be having dinner with Greg and some of his friends tomorrow evening. Now, back to the issue with you know, this policing. So, you know, what we're seeing this across the board in many sectors, the military, the teaching boards, you know, hospital staff, people that in many cases ideologically are different, you know, are being driven out, and eventually they'll be replaced with people who just toe the line ideologically. These are the people that'll just follow an order, sir. You know, these people are the ones that are going to be replaced with. So you'll have a military, a police force, a medical system, all with one ideology. And if you don't fall under that ideology, God help you, you know. And, you know, when you have these people where you start to cast these other people as untouchable, as the unwashed, as the undesirables, you know, for whatever reason, ideologically, you drive them to either become criminals due to situation, you know, you make them lose their jobs, you make it hard for them to eat, you know, you do all kinds of things that make it tough for them to live legally in society, you know, then you turn them into criminals, and then you arrest them and lock them up, or you just define them as criminals, as, you know, perhaps our Attorney General, Merrick Garland, you know, if you're a parent angry at the school board, we're gonna consider you a possible terrorist, just defining everyday, ordinary Americans who are concerned about their children's education and admittedly pissed off. Now we're going to consider you a terrorist, just like, you know, Al-Qaeda or ISIS or, you know, the PLO or something along those lines. I mean, it's you know, it obviously is absurd on its face that we're attacking our own people, you know, and I hope people realize this. You know, there'll probably be pockets of freedom that form certain states, you know, red states, blue states, so on, certain towns, certain counties. You know, I live in Snohomish County, which tends to be more pro-freedom than King County, which Seattle's located in, which is, in my view, fortunate. I think the sheriff here in town has said he would not be participating in these unconstitutional mandates. But, you know, who's to say how long those pockets of resistance can last? You know, I mean, you know, let's say they get the, you know, the big provider, electrical companies or internet service providers. You know, they did that at a college campus already. They told kids, hey, if you're not vaccinated and you live in the dorms, we're going to deny you internet access. Based on that, you know, who's to say they won't say, hey, guess what? Your town doesn't think the right way. We're going to shut off your power. We're going to shut off your internet access. We're going to shut off your ability to do commerce. We're going to shut out your access to banking, on and on and on. You know, perhaps they'll dictate on Twitter, you must show yourself and identify by pronouns or you don't get an account. I mean, these things are all within the realm of possibility. It's technically very easy to do. Technology's there to do it. Just having the will to do it and the people to do it. And as we sort of, you know, see these people being replaced, you know, leaving, you know, and saying good for them standing up, but what are they going to replace these people with? Ideology, you know, complete, you know, toe-the-line ideologues. And then we have a two-tiered society with the outcasts and the, you know, the people that are in good graces. Although
all right, you can stop it there. He kind of gives a good synopsis of what's probably going to unfold Hence some sort of real turnaround here. These police forces are going to lower their standards. They're going to take in Antifa types, BLM types, probably. These are going to be the people that are going to run the Red Terror. They are going to run the Cheka, the NKVD. And they are going to be the ones that will happily torture you, just like that happened 100 and a few years ago in Russia. Okay, when Lenin and his bloody band of Jewish thugs seized hold of the reins of power there, Sverdlov and Yagoda and all those people that killed millions. Kaganovich, yeah. Everybody needs to brush up and read Behind Communism again. But I see it unfolding here again, and they're going to take. They see the people that would never be able to join the police force 10, 20 years ago are going to be the ones welcomed with open arms in very, very shortly. And they're going to have their little piece of tin, and they are going to run this Red Terror, it appears. Hopefully, the straw that breaks the camel's back will happen before that time, and the pendulum will swing very, very hard, and these people, you know, something's going to cause us all to snap, and we're gonna go on a, you know, a 1776 level ride here and through the country. That's being very hopeful. People are very apathetic, but once they lose their creature comforts, maybe we'll see a change. Okay, the everything shortage, the energy. Oh, isn't it amazing how all of a sudden we've got energy shortages as well? Oh, where'd that all come from? See, it's the same usual suspects that have the power, the financial leverage to lean on people across all these sectors to do these choke points. So, media blackout. It's not just Southwest Airlines. Air traffic controllers in Jacksonville reportedly walked out Friday night protesting COVID vaccinations too. Zero Hedge, people talking about thousands of flights. So something good could come of some of this, okay? It looks very bleak right now. I have a very kind of, I don't know. I live in a very, very goofy part of the country where people are very, very asleep at the wheel. And so this kind of bleeds over into my psyche, and sometimes I get very down on the entire country just because of my own little microcosm I live in here. Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. Now, this one floated around everywhere this week, but a lot of people missed the most important part of this clip, and it's the end where this little feminine Dr. Rick Bright, former head of BARDA, okay, so it's like the biological advanced research, blah, 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 you know, it's part of HHS. BARDA, so you got DARPA, you got IARPA over there at the CIA, the Intelligence Advanced Research. Well, this is the Biological Advanced Research wing of HHS, BARDA. But let's listen to the clip 13.
If the 2009 pandemic had been much more deadly, would that have ended up being a better thing for humanity?
I mean, the sad truth is that when there's a major crisis, it focuses attention and usually resources and some significant mobilization falls.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that.
That's
unless
Fauci.
You do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
To make it sexy, right. I think we have to, I like the concept, disrupting the sphere. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity
right.
of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
We need, number one, this time to be different, and we also need to...
Go ahead and stop it there. So, did you hear what that knucklehead just said? So something gets released in China. They get the RNA sequence. They beam it to your state, county, whatever, medical centers, and may possibly even into your home, like your 3D printer, but with medication, with chemicals, and it creates a patch, and you self-administer it. So you're going to have a little what? You're going to have a little freaking... You're going to have a 3D patch med printer, and it's going to self-assemble, and then you're going to, with the luciferase spikes, you're going to put that right there on your freaking body. See, that's how kooky these people are. They want to get the RNA sequence and then beam it to medical centers everywhere, and then they'll have the ability to just self-assemble this into a patch for you to put right on your body, too. Vaccinate you, of course. If that's not the weirdest transhuman wacko stuff that, I mean, who could just sit there in the audience and be like, did he just say that? This was in 2019. People discovered that at this Milken Institute. See, a lot of people missed right over that when they were talking about it, because they're talking about, oh my God, they're talking about releasing something, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm worried about you guys beaming something with RNA sequencing to medical centers all over the world, and then you guys creating patches out of the RNA sequence, and it even could do it into my home. I mean, where do you people want to take our society? This cannot be thought up of humans. Humans alone, without demonic, let's just say, with prodding, that's a good word. Without demonic prodding, you've got to be like, you have your mind in the depth of depravity and evil to think up of some wacko stuff like this. Oh yeah, you're going to beam the RNA sequence from China over here so you can make it, makes a patch, and you put it on your freaking skin. Woo! All right, Mr. Producer, get clip 10 ready. I mean, I'm seeing this happening all over the place. Now, part of me wants to wish that this is planted news stories to piss us all off. But you know what? I doubt it. I don't know. I mean, go ahead and roll 10 and we'll talk about it.
With children 4 and 5 years old, say they were accidentally given full adult doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine instead of flu shots. They say it happened on October 4th at the Walgreens on St. Joseph Avenue. The family of four includes 2 adults and 2 young children, both too young for the Pfizer or any other COVID vaccine. Well, the family's attorney, Daniel Tooley, shared with us what he says are vaccination cards given to the family by Walgreens. They show children born in 2016 and 2017 were given a Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The family says they left the pharmacy thinking they had gotten their flu shots, but a Walgreens employee later called them and said they had made a mistake. Tooley says the children have been taken to a pediatric cardiologist, and the family was told both are showing signs of heart issues. We've reached out to Walgreens several times, but have not yet heard back.
You stop that there. So this... I'm seeing this like in a few different places. Now, I mean, how does this happen? Granted, there's some real, butt sniffs that work at Walgreens. But Part of me wants to believe it, and part of me wants to say, you know, are they trying to trigger all of those of us out here that are already pissed off because they know where this is all leading? I mean, what kind of parent's going to take a kid that's born 25 years old to Walgreens for a shot? I mean, I don't know. This is mind blowing that people would be this retarded. I mean, but it doesn't look. I don't put anything past these emeritards out here, our fellow creatures. Whether they've got something genetically that makes them weak to mind control or whatever, spiritual blindness, whatever this is, you and I, both listening to the sound of my voice right now, none of us can see how somebody would do this, but we all can see some of the goons that walk among us. Yeah, I mean, it's semi-believable that they would do this. And is it also semi-believable that somebody would give somebody, a pharmacist or employee of what would give a kid, a baby, a Pfizer shot and even write down on the CDC card and all this stuff? I mean, I don't know. This is hard to swallow. Okay. Let's see. We can probably fit in clip one, Mr. Producer, clip one. 2.5-month-old baby is dead. Go ahead and roll that one.
Check this out. The Bank of Canada is currently accepting job applications for a product architect to design.
That one isn't right. It's a 2.5-month-old baby, clip one. All right. Sorry about that. A little glitch on the board.
Here's another article from thecovidblog.com. 35-year-old woman, Amanda McCulloch, who has a master's degree in public health, gloats about being vaccinated, pregnant, and breastfeeding, and claimed that she was protecting both her unborn child as well as her baby through breastfeeding because she had been vaccinated while she was pregnant. And then her son dies unexpectedly when he's 2.5 months old. She got her first dose of the vaccine on March 17th. It's not sure when she got her second dose because she locked her Twitter account. They note she is a walking, talking billboard for Pfizer and Moderna. She literally regurgitates everything the CDC and mainstream media says about these things. They note she became pregnant sometime in October or November 2020 with her second child. Her son was born in mid-July 2021. They note shortly after her child was born, she started sharing dangerous, irresponsible propaganda about the vaccines and pregnancy. She talked about that she was sharing her immune protections with her baby both in utero and via breastfeeding, because she had gotten vaccinated while she was pregnant. They note she picked up her vaccine advocacy and coercion in September, several tweets containing the hashtag #GetVaccinated. And then 9 days later, she tweeted that her 2.5-month-old baby boy passed away unexpectedly and suddenly. And then she locked her Twitter account less than 12 hours later after several people pointed out that vaccines are the leading cause of coincidences. And they note that she had received her master's degree in public health from Boston University.
Clown world. See y'all on the other side. Final hour, we're sitting under my skin. No tomorrow, no control. It's time is now when the action is cold. It's running rubber, endless miles. Seamless victories, countless trials. For the finish of false stars.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.